Ed, as with a lot of technicians who have worked on people's computers, Ed occasionally comes up with these just incredible stories.
And I don't recommend anyone.
You can't make them up, right?
I don't want people to do this, but a lot of people know what I'm talking about. I had an HP Pavilion, two of them, and basically the video, the lady thought she had a bad display on her laptop, and it wasn't the display; it was the chip on the board itself, because the video output didn't work either. Had the identical problem. It had an NVIDIA chip that was embedded on the motherboard of this laptop. So that video that I watched and that I had to reverse to figure out how to take apart this HP unit and then reassemble it by running the video backwards, I had to take the unit and basically it's called reflowing. So if you search YouTube, you'll find out how to reflow Xboxes, PlayStations, and HP motherboards. And the reason why is because Eight years ago or so, they had lead-free solder. And lead, reason why you add that to solder...
The government said you've got to get the lead out of your
solder. Get the lead out. It's dangerous, right. It's dangerous for the workers. But what happens is that the solder that they use for holding all the chips in becomes very brittle.
Right.
Over time, heat will cause the individual circuits, the thousands of circuits on a chip to snap. So reflowing is basically... I take the motherboard out. I cover it with tin foil except for everything but the chip. Stick it in a oven for 380 degrees for 8 minutes. Pull it out. Let it cool. And I'll be damned if your laptop isn't working again. I've always wanted to try that.
I love
first
that.
Opportunity. I've done Xboxes, and I've never done it to a laptop. Perfect opportunity because she had two. I figured I can't screw them both up. It worked
great.
But
what's fascinating about that is that you knew some of the issues, like the solder now being more brittle. But then when you went to YouTube, you found this how to reflow this.
Yep.
And essentially, folks, what he did was he explained it to me in the car, just very meticulously, taking all the stuff that would melt normally.
Right.
Under ribbons, that kind of heat. Yep. You got to get all that stuff off, covering in aluminum foil, and then taking an X-Acto knife and cutting out the area over the heat sink for the chip for the video.
Yeah, the actual chip, yes, on top of the chip. Yeah.
And then 8 minutes at 380 degrees, and it's not cupcakes that come out the other end, but it fixed the darn computer.
And my wife goes, what are you making? As I woke her up, this was at 7 o'clock this morning.
This is what repair guys do on their weekends.